For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Some deadly weather up and down the East Coast. One person was killed in Maryland when a wall caved in at an Amazon distribution center. WTSP-TV's Grady Trimble.
The powerful storm sent a massive tree straight into Marcella Guybee's new Port Richey home. The nursery ceiling came crashing down around her sleeping daughter Maria, missing her by inches.
I see her and grab her so fast.
Cleanup continued about 30 minutes away in Lando Lakes, where neighbors say strong winds uprooted trees.
Two people have died and five people were injured in Tallahassee, Florida, when a shooter opened fire inside a yoga studio. The gunman then killed himself. So far, no motive is known for the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The October jobs report is out, and it's better than expected. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department report showing the economy adding about 250,000 jobs in October, when analysts were anticipating it would show about 208,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate held steady at a five-decade low of 3.7%.
A former president and the current president are on the campaign trail ahead of Tuesday's midterm election. President Trump is focused on his signature issue, immigration.
Unvetted illegal aliens trying to flood into our country.
And campaigning in Florida, former President Obama blasted what he calls his successor's fear tactics.
Politicians just blatantly, repeatedly, baldly, shamelessly lying.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Some big names are stumping in the state of Georgia ahead of the tight two-point governor's race. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has details.
To the campaign trail we go. Vice President Mike Pence in Dalton, Georgia, headlining a rally for Republican Brian Kemp, who's running for governor.
I heard Oprah's in town today. And I heard Will Ferrell was going door to door the other day. Well, I'd like to remind Stacey and Oprah and Will Ferrell, I'm kind of a big deal, too.
And indeed, Oprah in Marietta, Georgia, endorsing Democrat Stacey Abrams for governor.
She's a woman who dared believe that she could change the state of Georgia. And she is dynamic. She is so inspired and inspiring.
The latest NBC Marist poll shows Republican Kemp ahead of Democrat Abrams by 2 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Renewed U.S. sanctions on Iran, including vital oil and gas sectors, are set to come back into force on Monday. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is reimposing all sanctions on Iran that had been lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal.
It is aimed at depriving the regime of the revenues that it uses to spread death and destruction around the world.
Turkey and Iraq are two of the eight oil importers who will receive exemptions from U.S. sanctions on Iran. That, according to officials in both countries, Pompeo has not identified the eight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.